But first, this week's Sound Medicine Checkup, Jill Dittmeyer reports on why some scientists believe we should make the Clean Plate Club a thing of the past.
If you don't eat your meat, you can't have any pudding! How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat?
You know, my problem is that I belong to the Clean Plate Club.
Dr. Brian Wonsek says he hears that a lot from people who say they can't seem to lose weight.
They make it sound like it's a club of seven exclusive members.
Wonsek and his research team at the Cornell Food and Brand Lab analyzed over 1,000 meals of adults and children to look at how much food people leave behind on their plate.
They end up eating 92% of everything they serve. So basically, the entire world is a member of the Clean Plate Club.
He says that's because as adults, we know what we like and don't like to eat.
If you know you don't like eggplant, you just don't put any eggplant on your plate.
And when we do like something, we tend to fill up our plates.
Make sure there's nothing that causes you to overserve in the first place. You know, make sure you're not serving onto a big plate, because you'll serve 25% more, but eat it. Make sure you're not using a big serving spoon, because you'll serve about 14% more with that.
But when it comes to kids, it's a different story.
If we look at kids who self-serve, they only, on average, eat about 56% of what they serve. They eat just a little over half of everything they serve. Because, first of all, they don't know what's going to fill them up or not, because they don't have that much experience. And second, they don't really know what they like or not. They don't know that they don't like eggplant, okay? They don't know that Jamaican jerk chicken is spicy. So a lot of it gets thrown away, not because they're fools, but because they just say, yeah, I don't like it.
Which makes it frustrating for parents who want their kids to be members of the Clean Plate Club.
On average, the typical kid will only eat not much more than half of what they serve themselves. And knowing that that's normal for kids, I think can be incredibly comforting for parents who've maybe until this point been really frustrated.
Including members of his own research team.
Within about 2 days of doing those studies and doing all those analyses, about half the people in my lab changed the way we eat with our kids, like almost overnight.
Reporting for Sound Medicine, I'm Jill Dittmeyer.
I think the eyes are too big for their stomachs. Yeah. It's all you care to eat, not all you care to waste. You left a pound of meat that's not in good taste. It ain't right, it's only wrong. And I know you wouldn't waste like this at home with your mom. Whenever you grow, join the Clean Plate Club. The Clean Plate Club, join the Clean Plate Club. The Clean Plate Club, join the Clean Plate Club. The Clean Plate Club, I'm showing earth love.
Showing earth love.
In the Clean Plate Club, the Clean Plate Club, I'm in the Clean Plate Club.